Your tongue can create life. Say life. So I will use my tongue. If y'all would have helped me, we'd be out of here in a few minutes. But y'all know. And somebody said, I shout hallelujah, you still don't move. Amen. If I wasn't up here, I ain't gonna confess that I'd be like that. I just said I didn't get much sleep last night. Your tongue can create life, which includes grace, mercy, and peace multiply. I just love 1 Peter, 2 Peter 1 and 2, 3, and 4, especially in the Amplified. It talks about the multiplicity of God's grace and mercy to me. Every day, all the time. I can't do anything so bad that I can't go run into my Father. But I get to the point where I don't want to mess up. I just want to find out what he says and to do that. When the pressures start coming, somewhere over here I say that, when the squeeze is on, I squeak, out comes the word. And so I do what the word says. It creates peace, multiply, health, prosperity, and all the blessings of light. All the blessings of God. Two forces now. You got light. Jesus is the light of the world. And you got darkness, Satan, and all his cohorts. Now, you have to choose. What did Joshua say? Choose you this day whom you will serve. If God is God, serve him. If Baal is God, the idol God, serve him. Make a choice. Too many Christians don't want to make a choice. They want to run right straddle the fence. Just stay just enough not to go to hell, but to have fun in the world. You're speaking death on you yourself here. I heard the minister say, your life on earth, and you can speak it into existence by studying the word and putting the word in and speaking life and speaking life and speaking life into existence and saying, I'll have no death in my life. I'm not going to be straddling the fence. I'm not going to be running trying to do what the world does. They say, let's go to the club. I said, no, I'm going to prayer. There's no prayer going on, no church going on where the word is going. Go create your own altar and hang with God. You can do it. You can do it. Say, I can do it. I wasn't really fully saved. I believed, but I just didn't know how to make my confession of salvation when I was in college. They said, Corey, you're going to rot in the dorm. I didn't go to school to party. I didn't go to school. I had a boyfriend here and there, but I couldn't have any interest in them. I went to get my education so I could get a job and get out of the cotton field. Cornfield, sorghum, molasses, sticky, nasty stuff. You want to party? Go party. I got a purpose and a focus. And that's what you got to do. You have the power to choose what you say. Say, I have the power to choose what I say. Say, I do have the power to choose what I say. Say, I do have the power to choose what I say. Say, and I choose to speak life and not death. Because you'll live or die by the consequences of what you say. James 3:5, and this is just a portion of it, so you're not turning there. The tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. That's your mouth, your lip, your tongue. Great wars have been created by the what? Tongue, by the mouth. That tongue also includes those things that are written and printed and typed. Because it's a declaration of war or a declaration of peace that changes things. President Trump has made some declarations concerning the wall and several other things. He signed a declaration. That was like his tongue saying, this is the way it's going to be. God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, signed a declaration with the blood of his son that says, you have life. You have prosperity. You have health. You have joy, mercy, grace, and peace multiplied. I have provided for you. Come and get it. At my house, I was telling them this morning, I have a quart bag of turnip greens. They're not going to be thawed when I get back. I have some chicken legs in the crock pot. I have some cornbread frozen in the refrigerator. And I have some instant potatoes. Now, if you want some lunch like that, it won't feed but a few, but you can come get it. But you'll say, no. I hear you now. No, I don't want that. She'll mean it no way. I don't. But if it were available and you decided not to come, it wouldn't be my fault. So God says, you can speak life now. I'm telling you what to do. I'm telling you, listen, we're living in the last of the last days. I've heard Gloria Copeland, especially Kenneth them say, I believe Jesus is going to return while we're here. We know nobody knows when he's coming back. But they are in their 70s and 80s. So Jesus is soon to return. So let's get everything fixed up and let's get as many people with us as we can. Don't take offenses. Just the little things that we are upset doesn't make sense to God. It doesn't make sense to the Word. It doesn't make sense to the Holy Ghost, but it makes a whole bunch of sense to the devil. Because that's what he does. He creates strife. Jesse, I hope it's okay to quote him. Not asking, but I've been listening to Jesse the Planner's doc, like I said, this week, and he's a funny man, but he has some powerful words, and he talks about how he grew up rough, and something happened, and his brother hit him. Oh, he was like Kathy. He was ready to go off. I mean. And then he had just gotten saved and he asked God, why you let him hit me? Why you let me hit me? On. You know, Jesse, if you've ever listened to him. And Jesus said to him, so they spit on me. So is that all you got? Is that all you take? And when he got arrested him, the Holy Spirit arrested him. He said, he went home and said, Kathy, I'm a wimp. You know, I can't take anything. Jesus, they beat me, they spit on me, so the next time you get your little feelings hurt, know that your spirit man is saying, I'm connected with God, it's okay. They that live godly will suffer persecution. It's a test of your righteousness. It's a test of your holiness. Most of the time it has nothing to do with the person that brought the offense. I say this, should I say it? I say this, no, I don't say that. Maybe another time. Listen to this. Your tongue is important because it is a creator of things. Because we're made in the image of God. So I'm made in the image of God. God created things so I can create things with my tongue. God created with his mouth, I create with my mouth. Somebody said this morning, oh, you look nice. They created something, made me feel good. I said, look what Holy Ghost did. I said, HDG did that. Well, they said, now, your blouse is beige and your flowers red. What you doing with that red on that black? I might have been mad. I might have been ready to slap. My flesh, but my spirit says, that's okay. That's okay. Many of you know Kathy Wilson from the prayer line. We went down there to see Karen. Just keep thanking God for Karen's healing. She's in the hospital right now. And when we got there that day, she said yesterday, she said a parent cursed me every word she knew. Everything she knew. Somebody said, did you curse her back? Did you? She said, no, she wasn't talking to me. So you got to get above that. You got to get above that.